实战演练
Section A
夯实基础
第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项每段对话仅读一遍
Text 1.
Albert Einstein was born on March 14, 1879, and died at the age of 76.
Oh, yes. He was really great.
Text 2.
Henry Ford improved the assembly line for automobile manufacturing while Benjamin Franklin invented the lightning rod.
Yeah, both of them changed our daily life from one aspect.
Text 3. Peter, what kind of scientific work do you want to do?
Well, I like animals, and I would like to work outdoors rather than stay at an office. So, I think I'll do some research into the life of monkeys in the wild after graduation. Text 4.Mr. Stone is always telling funny stories in his lessons. Do you think we're wasting time?
No. In my opinion, he is actually covering what we should be learning. Text 5. So, how is your new roommate?
She really makes me angry.
What happened?
She's always making loud noises at midnight. When I remind her, she's always rude.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A,B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
What are you going to do on Saturday evening?
I'm going to hear John Denver.
Who is he?
Haven't you heard of him? He's a very famous singer. He's singing at the New Theater on Saturday.
What kind of music does he sing?
American country music.
Is he good?
Of course he is. He's very successful.He's made lots of records. Why don't you come on Saturday? I think you'd enjoy it.
That's a good idea.
You'd better hurry and buy a ticket then. It'll be very popular.
What are you going to do on Saturday evening?
I'm going to hear John Denver.
Who is he?
Haven't you heard of him? He's a very famous singer.He's singing at the New Theater on Saturday.
What kind of music does he sing?
American country music.
Is he good?
Of course he is. He's very successful. He's made lots of records. Why don't you come on Saturday? I think you'd enjoy it.
That's a good idea.
You'd better hurry and buy a ticket then. It'll be very popular.
听第七段材料回答第八九题。
Did you hear the 6 o'clock news?
No, I didn't. Was there anything interesting?
They've built another space station. They will send it up sometime next year.
Oh, I've read about the plan somewhere. Is there anything else?
Just think. Astronauts will live and do research work there.
Will they stay in space all their lives?
Of course not. People have gone to the moon and come back to the Earth again.
Really? But I wonder why you're interested in such things.
I've always been. I hope to go to the moon one day.
Oh, I see.
Did you hear the 6 o'clock news?
No, I didn't. Was there anything interesting?
They've built another space station. They will send it up sometime next year.
Oh, I've read about the plan somewhere. Is there anything else?
Just think. Astronauts will live and do research work there.
Will they stay in space all their lives?
Of course not. People have gone to the moon and come back to the Earth again.
Really? But I wonder why you're interested in such things.
I've always been. I hope to go to the moon one day.
Oh, I see. What are you studying?
History. The history of South Africa. We're doing a project on freedom fighters, so I chose Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela?
Yes. His life is very interesting. Can I tell you about it?
Okay.
Well, he was born on the 18th of July in 1918. He was the only son of a chief.
Where was he born?
He was born in Transkei. Now it's called the Eastern Cape. His father died when he was 12.
Did he go to university?
Yes, he went to Fort Hare University, but he didn't finish his studies there. He left early in 1940.
Why?
Because he got into student politics. Then his family wanted him to marry someone he didn't like, so he ran away to Johannesburg.
Interesting. Did he get married?
Yes, 3 times.
Wow, 3 times. What are you studying?
History. The history of South Africa. We're doing a project on freedom fighters, so I chose Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela?
Yes. His life is very interesting. Can I tell you about it?
Okay.
Well, he was born on the 18th of July in 1918. He was the only son of a chief.
Where was he born?
He was born in Transkei. Now it's called the Eastern Cape. His father died when he was 12.
Did he go to university?
Yes, he went to Fort Hare University, but he didn't finish his studies there. He left early in 1940.
Why?
Because he got into student politics. Then his family wanted him to marry someone he didn't like, so he ran away to Johannesburg.
Interesting. Did he get married?
Yes. 3 times.
Wow, 3 times.
听第九段材料，回答第13至16题。
Could you tell me something about Madame Curie, please?
With pleasure. What do you want to know?
Well, I'd like to know about her great success in her work.
In 1906, Madame Curie was given a post at the University of Paris as the head of the physics department and became the first woman in France to be a university professor.
Did she win any world-class prizes?
Of course she did. She received 2 Nobel Prizes in her lifetime. One was in 1903 and the other was in 1911. She was the first person to receive 2 Nobel Prizes.
It is said that she was almost blind in the last years of her life. What caused her blindness?
As we all know, she had been working with radium for many years. It was this kind of mineral that caused her blindness. She died at the age of 67.
What a great pity. Could you tell me something about Madame Curie, please?
With pleasure. What do you want to know?
Well, I'd like to know about her great success in her work.
In 1906, Madame Curie was given a post at the University of Paris as the head of the physics department and became the first woman in France to be a university professor.
Did she win any world-class prizes?
Of course she did. She received 2 Nobel Prizes in her lifetime. One was in 1903, and the other was in 1911. She was the first person to receive 2 Nobel Prizes.
It is said that she was almost blind in the last years of her life. What caused her blindness?
As we all know, she had been working with radium for many years. It was this kind of mineral that caused her blindness. She died at the age of 67.
What a great pity.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Okay, that's all for the news. Now, science report. Thanks to new technology, we can explore the sea in ways that were not imagined just 30 years ago. And people don't need to take so many dangerous dives. But if they must, they can move freely hundreds of meters down in today's diving suits. The newest robots can move like fish in the sea and get around the oceans by themselves. Some vehicles can even travel all the way to the seafloor. New wireless technology connects the sea with the land by the use of the internet. With information sent immediately, scientists can make decisions almost at the same time. And let's not forget to mention the underwater hydrophones. These can receive and record ocean sounds. Noise in the oceans? Yes, indeed. The sea is by no means the silent world we thought it to be. The hydrophones record earthquakes and even sounds made by fish This information is sent over the internet as well.
Okay, that's all for the news. Now, science report. Thanks to new technology, we can explore the sea in ways that were not imagined just 30 years ago. And people don't need to take so many dangerous dives. But if they must, they can move freely hundreds of meters down in today's diving suits. The newest robots can move like fish in the sea and get around the oceans by themselves. Some vehicles can even travel all the way to the sea floor. New wireless technology connects the sea with the land by the use of the internet. With information sent immediately, scientists can make decisions almost at the same time. And let's not forget to mention the underwater hydrophones. These can receive and record ocean sounds. Noise in the oceans? Yes, indeed. The sea is by no means the silent world we thought it to be. The hydrophones record earthquakes and even sounds made by fish. This information is sent over the internet as well.